match
the vest.
Too. They would have, and then those came in later then, I guess.
That wasn't the coat and the vest and the trousers.
That was later. Well, now, if the things, well, I don't know, I guess they were all made out of cotton. The clothing with the shirts and things were mostly out of cotton, weren't they?
Well, now they made lots of wool.
Oh, they did?
They had, you see, they had sheep, and they'd share the sheep, and we'd have to pick that wool and get the dirt and the kookaburras and things out of that wool. When my daddy would share our sheep, why, we had to clean this wool up then to get it to the carding machine. And we'd just all get around the fireplace, and there's several of us children. And, well, Dad never did help us very much, but the rest of us would get us a wad of this wool, and we'd just pick that and pull it all apart, you know, and the dirt and everything would fall out of this wool and pull the burrs out, the stinkiest stuff that ever was. And you'd just get some greasy and dirty. And then they'd put that in a big tow bag, a tow sack, and take it to the carding factory mill, whatever you call it. And they'd have it made then in wool rolls. It's about that big around, big old soft wool roll. And Dad would bring it home, and Mom would spin that, and she'd she'd wrap it around the spindle of the wheel, and then she'd go to turning this and pulling this rope, and she'd get that wool down, oh, about the size of your finger, and then it'd go to twisting, and it'd twist up like thread.
And
stout, wouldn't it? Yes, it was. Yeah. You couldn't break it. And she'd make stockings, socks, and everything.
Well, now, if they were a shirt or something, wasn't, I guess it'd been out of cotton, but if it wasn't samphorized and then you washed it in hot water, it would...
draw up.
Did that happen a lot?
Yes, shrink. Yes, it did. Everybody knew not to do the wash wool stuffing.
Oh, wool did it? Oh.
Wool.
Yeah. And then I can just imagine that. I guess if you washed it in hot water and you pulled it out and looked at it and...
You'd wonder what it used to be.
I guess we'd have to hand it down to the children at that point if it were to... that's something. Well, I guess that happened... Did that happen pretty... Or didn't they just wash it in cold water and then they'd keep
well,
it...
Well, lukewarm.
Oh, lukewarm. Mm-hmm. And then it wouldn't...
No, it wouldn't do that if the water wasn't hot. Well, they didn't have any trouble.
Mm. Well, now, talking about a woman or a girl who liked to spend her time in front of a mirror and making herself look pretty all the time, you might say, well, she really likes to...
print.
Yeah, I was wondering if they... And then now, if a person just likes to wear fancy clothes, you'd say she likes to... I don't know if you, would that be the same thing as primp, or would that be more like dress up?
Dress up, I think.
Yeah, something more like that.
Well, she's dressing up.
Yeah. Now, the small leather container with a clasp on it that you carry your coins in.
Well, they used to call them pocketbooks.
Uh-huh. Oh, they would call those pocketbooks in those days.
And now then, it's handbags.
Now... Oh, what about one of these?
A bracelet.
They call those. And around the neck, they'd wear.
Well, that'll be beads. And they wore lots of that.
Did they wear lots?
Yes, sir.
Did they call those string of beads?
String of beads.
And now,